The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We're here today with Dr. Savishak Sarin, who is a new pain management specialist at Rush Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Dr. Savishak Sarin.
Good morning, Mary Frances. How are you doing?
Just great. Thank you. It's so nice to have you here today. I think that our community is going to be really interested to hear about your background and about what it is that you do at Rush Memorial. So could you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, thank you for having me here, and it's a pleasure to talk about the field of my specialty. Initially, I was a resident of Delaware County, Muncie, Indiana, where I finished my undergraduate studies in chemistry and biochemistry. And then I went for a year of research to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I completed my medical school curriculum at Indiana University. And then I finished my internship at Methodist Hospital. Then I decided to specialize in anesthesiology, and I finished my residency at IU in that field. During my residency, I became interested in the field of pain management, and I thought it's very rewarding. And so I went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I completed my interventional pain fellowship at Medical College of Wisconsin.
Sounds like you've had an awful lot of education.
It is wonderful to be able to take care of patients, and that requires the adequate education. So that's
fine. Of course. So I just have a question. When I first heard about the field of pain management, I really didn't understand exactly why there is a specialty for pain management. I mean, I've always thought if something on your body hurts, like say I hurt my arm, I go to the doctor who takes care of arm injuries, which would be an orthopedic doctor. They would fix the arm, the pain would go away, and that was kind of it. So why would I go to someone who specializes just in pain when the pain is coming from my arm?
So there has been a lot of studies on the topic of pain. But as we know, pain is an unpleasant physical and an emotional experience. When people experience pain, they want some relief. In fact, pain is one of the most common reasons why people seek medical attention. They usually start with their primary care provider. That's the common route that patients take. There could be a variety of reasons why someone is experiencing pain. So when you go to a primary care doctor, your doctor may do some type of exam. They may order some laboratory test, or they may order some form of imaging. As an example, let's talk about a 60-year-old patient who is suffering from knee pain. Knee pain could be caused by bone abnormalities, or it could be because of the fractures or torn ligaments, infections, or arthritis, or even other causes. Regardless of this reason, sometimes the nature of pain persists because of the ongoing problem or after resolution of the initial injury.
So you could still have pain even if what initially caused the pain has been taken care of?
Absolutely. So the field of pain management usually defines the chronic pain when the pain persists beyond the 3 months period. Sometimes there's no definitive cure for a pathology, and maybe the patient is not an ideal candidate for a surgical operation. If they have a bad heart, if they have uncontrolled diabetes, major lung problems, or et cetera.
Well, see, that makes sense to me. If the thing that is causing the pain can't be fixed, I could see why you would continue to have pain. I just never thought about the fact that you could still have pain, you know, even if you had a problem that could have been fixed. So I guess it's a lot more complicated than I thought.
That's where the role of the pain specialists come at this point, to provide the relief of the pain by a variety of modalities in our toolbox. That includes minimally invasive procedures so we can enhance the quality of life for our patients.
Well, if you're living with pain every day, your quality of life is certainly going to suffer.
Very true.
How do you determine how to treat a patient? Because it does sound like it could be very complicated. There's not just the pain, but they're all the causes, the extent to which they've been relieved. So how do you figure this out, just in a really simple way?
So during a new patient visit, when I see my patient, I'll do a comprehensive evaluation that would include taking the history, I'll do a physical examination, I order a variety of tests, including labs and imaging. It is very important for me to, as a pain specialist, to narrow down the diagnosis of what is causing pain. So when I create a treatment plan, I usually start with conservative management, meaning that there's little rest to patient, and for the same reason, there is the interventions comes later on.
So the simple things, the easiest things first,
absolutely.
Right?
So that conservative management includes things like physical therapy, adding or changing medications. If somebody needs massage therapy, we'll do that. Aquatherapy, which is water exercise-based treatment. Chiropractic sessions, or even acupuncture could be listed in this group of conservative therapies. And if these things don't work, then we'll think about the interventional treatments. I may consider even testing further, doing more imaging, and even consulting other specialties.
When you're talking about trying to find out the cause of the pain, I would assume that the patient has already been to the specialist who would deal with what they thought was the cause of the pain, and maybe was the cause of the pain. So do you collaborate with the specialists in other fields?
Absolutely. This may or may not be true. It depends on when the patient was referred to pain management. Sometimes primary care doctors send the patients before they send them to a specialist, like an orthopedic doctor or a neurologist, or they may send them to them first and then they come to pain management. So it's definitely a collaboration, and it's a multi-specialty collaboration as far as a comprehensive pain management.
Well, that's good to know, because I always feel better when I know that my doctor is willing and able to work with other doctors, because then you have sort of a team helping you deal with whatever your problem is. So it sounds like pain management specialists really do take the team approach.
Absolutely.
To taking care of their patients. So that's great. That's what I like to hear as a patient. Another thing that obviously comes to mind when you start talking about pain management is medications, and especially opioids, which have such a terrible reputation now. Are there any situations in which you feel it is actually appropriate to prescribe opioids?
That's a great question. As we know, our knowledge of knowing about this type of medication, and quote, opioids, has been evolving during the past years. In general, in my opinion, there are only a few indications for management of the pain with opioids. One of those reasons is a very short time after a surgery where people need some help for their pain until the scar or injury is healed. The other indication is patients who are terminally ill with a disease like cancer, so we can provide them a comfortable life during the time that they are sick. And the last thing is that there are times that we fail all other modalities of providing pain relief for some patients, but yet we want to enhance their quality of life. So there's a balance there as far as whether opioids or not could be involved in their treatment. So that's when we take the patient as a whole and we look at to see whether the patient is a candidate based on their condition, based on their psychiatric evaluation, based on other risk factors. It is important to realize that, you know, the long-term management of patient with opioids can be risky. That could include having respiratory arrest, that could include dependence or addiction. So there's always that risk and benefit discussion that should happen with the patient and their families before starting patients on long-term opioid management. This could be a topic that we could completely dedicate a show to, it actually.
Yes, I think we're going to have to do that. But it does sound like it's something that would be very, very rarely prescribed, and probably usually for short periods of time, because I would imagine surgery is the most common reason.
Right. There are certainly indications for opioids, but that would include a very complete risk assessment and including the patient as a whole.
And this comes after you have tried all, as you say,
absolutely,
the other modalities. You go through all these other things, and then if nothing else works, then you might.
Right. We have to exhaust all other modalities of therapy.
Right, right. You mentioned physical therapy, and I know that a lot of times physical therapy can really help patients function and move better. And you also mentioned that pain is a very emotional experience. So when you're talking about pain, there is this sort of crossover between pain and your ability to move and function, and then pain and the emotional response to the pain. So could you elaborate a little bit on maybe those relationships in how you view them and manage them in your practice?
That's a fantastic question, Mary Frances. I think our body and mind work in harmony. For a general well-being, we need to have good or fit physical and psychological state. Function and exercise really affect the physical fitness. Actually, evidence shows that as little as few minutes of exercise per day can significantly affect this pain state. So movement helps the body feel less pain by keeping it quote-unquote lubricated and properly regulating the neurotransmitter or hormones produced by the body. Actually, these hormones are required or help with the maintenance of this harmony. They also regulate the pain transition, amplification, and comprehension of the pain.
So the way that you feel pain basically is affected by exercising and movement and function? Is that what you're saying?
As well as your psychological state. In fact, we know that people who have depression sometimes experience more pain than other people. So not being able to function properly also makes a low quality of life and leads to emotional stress. On the other hand, let's talk about depression and other mental health issues. They can cause patients to experience higher level of pain. The more pain they have, the less they move, and the more poorly they function. The less they function, actually the more mental health issues, and maybe they experience more depression.
So it's like a vicious circle.
Absolutely.
One is making the other
worse.
That's
exactly the point.
Okay, right.
So the key is to break the cycle at some point, which may require professional mental health services, physical therapy and conditioning, in addition to pain management. So again, we come back to that multi-specialty collaboration between all these components.
So that team approach where you're using people from different fields to help with your patient, like the physical therapist or a counselor or a psychiatrist even maybe.
Very true.
So I just want to kind of repeat something, because to me this is kind of a new idea. When you're saying that moving affects the person psychologically, that makes sense to me, because if I can't do things that I used to be able to do because I've got all this pain, sure, I'm going to be depressed. But now you're saying that there is also like a chemical effect that moving has that actually makes your body feel less pain if you move more. Is that what I heard?
It is very true. It is very true. Mary Frances, as we know, movements and exercise can change the hormone states in your body. It can make the concentration of some hormones high and then lower the concentration of others. That's what makes the harmony inside our body. The same thing is true for the chemicals inside our body too. So that goes well into how we experience, how we feel about ourselves, and how we experience pain in general.
Well, so, I can certainly see that what you do is extremely delicate in a way. It sounds almost like a combination of science and art that would require an awful lot of empathy.
Taking care of pain management patients is very challenging, and at the same time, it's very rewarding.
Well, I'm sure it's rewarding for your patients as well. Thank you so very much for coming on today and explaining all of this to us. And I certainly look forward to having you back again. I would really like to have you back just to discuss the topic of opioids alone. I think there's probably an awful lot you could say about that. So thank you so much for coming.
It was a pleasure, and I appreciate the radio for giving me the time.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to RushMemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.